unintended consequences from government central planning. There are always unintended consequences. Ethanol was going to clean the air and save America money. Now we know it did neither. Welfare was going to fix poverty. Made it worse. Barney Frank and Fannie and Freddie were going to fix the housing market, and so on. So let's talk to someone who specializes in reporting on unintended consequences of big government, Nick Gillespie of Reason TV. And you at Reason have just made a new music video about the unintended consequence of another of government's acts banning these things.
That's right. If the new new replacements to incandescent light bulbs are so good, why aren't people buying them? If, in fact, it's a superior product, as the proponents claim,
they would have done it on their own.
That's right. And most of these products have been out on the market for years now and just haven't found the share that government bureaucrats and certain big businessmen think they should have.
So for the musically illiterate like me in the audience, this video is a spoof of another video?
That's right. It's of a Missing You video by Puff Daddy or P. Diddy, Sean Combs, some years ago about the shooting death of his partner in music, the notorious B.I.G.
Let's play a clip here.
Back in 2007, unbeknownst to most Americans, Congress passed a law phasing out regular incandescent light bulbs. President George W. Bush signed the bill, and the phase-out starts next January.
Yeah. That's right. Come on. This right here, tell me why, goes out to anyone that has lost something. Check it out. Seemed like yesterday we used to rock the show. I flipped the switch, you rocked the glow. So far from being only luminescent, notoriously incandescent. But looks ain't always what they seem to be. Congress taking you away from me. New bulb costs like 10 times more. Need a hazmat crew when it hits the floor. And the future, can't wait to see what they look like in my vanity. Ridiculous.
That refers to the light not being as nice from these substitute bulbs. But let me push back on this one, because the Republicans are all over this. But I think of all the excesses of big government, this is one of the more mild ones, that it's only this bulb that's banned as of January. Other bulbs.
That must be a 100-watt bulb.
100-watt bulb. 90 is available.
By 2014, all of those variations, with the exception of a couple specialty bulbs, will be, verboten in the United States.
All right, but they're inventing
And if I can just push back on your pushback, the Republicans were partly responsible for this. George Bush very happily signed this law into law in 2007. So there were people on both sides of the aisle. There was a Michigan congressman, a Republican, who was big on this bill as well.
All right, now they're screaming about it. You know, but they're improving the fluorescent bulbs. The light may not be so harsh. They will save energy over time. Maybe people are just too stupid to know, hey, spend a little more, it'll last much longer, and it's just a nudge from government.
Well,
it's not force.
There's a couple things. It is force, because when you make something illegal, that's an act of force. And how much more do we need to know about government, which is reaching into every aspect of our lives, including now what kind of light bulbs we have on in the bathroom, in the living room, in the boudoir? Enough is enough. People can talk about how, well, the light will get better, et cetera, but there's no question that the light bulbs that are available now on the market as replacements for traditional incandescents tend to be 5 or 10 or even more times expensive than an incandescent light bulb.
But over 10 years, they'll pay themselves.
Well, maybe, but if Congress wants to cut down on electricity generation and greenhouse gas emissions, they ought to price electricity more expensively. Why is the government dictating individual choices, especially if it's so convinced that these bulbs will kick anybody's butt, will kick the old Edison model in any kind of fair test?
Because a carbon tax would be more unpopular.
Yeah, but we're not necessarily talking about a carbon tax per se. I'm just saying that one of the things that has happened again and again, and it always makes environmentalists upset, which is that as appliances or cars or whatever become more efficient, people will use more of it. So we have bigger...
We drive more.
That's right. We drive more because we get more miles per gallon.
We use more light.
We use more light, and we have bigger refrigerators because we can run them more freely. So this is kind of chasing the ghost of somebody's particular preference for a certain type of appliance. And, that's not good enough reason to say, okay, we're going to ban an entire, consumer industry here and replace it with things that we think are aesthetically ultimately more pleasing.
Thank you, Nick Gillespie.